Oops.
Listening. A bit like dream, I guess. It happens in the middle of a sentence. Yeah, unlike the subject or verb, I mean, the object being a container of anxiety, it doesn't wait for the end. Of course not. Not all acts as paranoid. The hour then, you know, is to, you know, a form of avoidance. While there's some debate, you know, as whether the first fetish is yes. I mean, those who say no idea what they're talking about. I mean, negation is simply delusional. And anyway, it's the work that aspires to be the patient. I mean, the rest is to want to associate. You know, I mean, theory calls this help. The police call it shit. Yeah, and cause assumptions as well, organized repression, some of that's right. And cause it's also messy. And because it takes a cop to know what she's listening for. The self then, you know, is the other unconscious, you know, the subject. No surprises there. This is not what makes it banal. It's the invention of the creative witness, you know, which is what makes it banal. If knowledge were less derived, what would it be more charming? While witness is indeed a study in form, and the unsaid is more than a patch on beauty. I mean, this is not the same as saying it's depressed. And nor should it necessarily suggest itself as a time of moral station. I use the word I here, you know, as a matter of style, you know, some sort of acoustic, you know, neutral. I mean, halfway between you and are, you know, as a theory, you know, of what a bland might seriously look like. Data may well dream of, you know, and someone somewhere may well call that incest, but that's not anything other seriously need to know. A grammar second language, the sad effect of, So which of the, the apples is pathological. But the second? Why? Because it's jealous. I mean, of the alternative of the trauma. And all this because abstraction fucks. And because mine is a particular kind of mine, I mean, this makes it what? I'm the general is not the victim here. I'm the general is by definition satisfied. You know, I mean, dear you, I love you, will you be my price? I mean, the great thing about language, you can do anything you want. I mean, you accept. I mean, the great thing about facts, you know, is they can be understood. You know, I mean, this makes them, you know, more or less redundant. Yeah, and because humans are the only humans who can choose to be unpredictable, you know, and this may well avail them at least some chance of being wrong. I mean, if language were less unconscious, what would it be more economic? Ha! I mean, this is the difference between fucked and fucked up. I mean, yeah, it doesn't necessarily take a cunt to make the distinction, but yeah. As to confusion. You know, that moment of grace where the same is sure the same. The same is not, you know, invariably gullible. I mean, in English, you know, I mean, the object is hostage. I mean, this is someone who seriously needs to like the past. So in English, then, you know, the object experiences the subject as hysteric. I mean, ask anyone. And cause the object then, you know, suffers this betrayal, this, you know, dependent accounting. Oh, I mean, the art of context was yet to be invented, you know, so God gave him cash. I mean, you know, and because any transaction is a deferment of complexity, a serial practical joke, a saddest, you know, I mean, the past is straight, man. I mean, you know, it's got to stop. I mean, if you fuck it up, all sorts would stop. I mean, to me, I mean, you know, thinks it has a sense of humour. I mean, it's after all the classic transformative object, I mean, transitional object. I mean, which is just to say that it's a name. That, of course, any word would do. Yeah, and because the known is that which can't be thought. Yeah, well, because it's a sequence, you know, of notes that make it visible. I mean, in English, the subject is a name given to the style of cop. I mean, you know, the Latin for this is form, you know, grammar, you know, which takes, you know, the unconscious negation turns into the conscious affirmation, you know, I mean, the standard addiction, you know, and because you as my unconscious and therefore lack an object, I mean, we're stuck then with the dilemma, whether this is a symptom or a field, you know, what you see is what you get, you know, sense, you know, the successful defense, where you can both blame it, you know, for not being something else and love it for not being you. This is, you know, what, you know, Freud used to say is shit. I mean, two down, four across, two letters, it, you know, the shrink. I mean, oh, fuck, what is it, some sort of private joke? I mean, got not knowing whose. Yeah, I mean, is the demand that it failed to translate. The subject, you know, the amnesiac object. A shame. Humiliated. I'm bored. Actually, not bad. So what do you what do you call that? What haiku for me? Of course, I mean, not all metaphors is voyeurs. I mean, some still need a noun to make them come. Yeah. So while thinking, you know, it may not happen in whatever. I mean, knowledge only happens in English. You know, and you know, English, as we all know, is neurotic. So, I mean, basically exhort thinking because English doesn't work. You know, I mean, you know, displacement, you know. And then, I mean, why not? I mean, and you know, while it's true, the self is, you know, definitely cure. I mean, it's probably a mirror cure of, you know, you for me. I mean, why not? I mean, as far as illnesses go, I mean, it brushes up, you know, speaks quite well. So how long should this silence be? I mean, long enough to think of it as a bully, or long enough to, you know, to celebrate grace? I mean, I guess it's a form of malingering. I mean, you know, that, you know, the being of a subject, you know, the medium that, you know, could suck start at 111, only she had pause. I mean, she loved the law, you know, I mean, loved. I'm being represented. You know, I love pornography. Yeah, jokes, yeah. I mean, jokes with something else. Yeah, maybe. You know, a bit too much like sex. I mean, you know, latent. Which is, you know, reasonable, I guess. For question. You know, a demonstration of sex, as if it was lost in thought. So now, if you don't mind, I think I'd like to be compensated. Cash or plastic? Oh. Which would you say had the better proof? Yeah. Like two is what three would call a debt. I mean, that put time and logic for this very reason. So which has the shorter proof? But you want to use less as a measure of more? I mean, too fucking much. I mean, of course, not all facts as axioms. I mean, some decisions just are. Yeah, which is how God invented lies. Other moments of proof include entropy, manners, repertoire of compromise, rehearsings of desire. I mean, another of those jurist substitute cruelties. I mean, you know, the one that comes with it. Unless, of course, you're not expert in yourself. I mean, the first thing we know about knowledge, the first thing we're told about knowledge is that it has no unconscious. You know, just a way of, you know, jumping to conclusions. You know, what about singing and celebrating and escaping? I mean, you know, what's not? I mean, really. And what we learn is that complicit starts from the sea. I mean, instrumentalization is not. I mean, instrumentalization starts the whole fucking alphabet. I mean, you know, that is the nature of self-cure. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, the byproduct is always mind, you know, me and one endlessly. I mean, in the expression, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, I mean, with whom do you identify? I mean, maybe if you hit it hard. The subject. You know, the regressed object. I mean, you know, the hero of some busted speech. That was, you know, uncannily fingered, you know, as some sort of, you know, container. I mean, no one's always to know. The point is to make a jealous of its ignorance. I mean, yeah, and while the witness is now its memory. I mean, someone rather say it's, you know, it's this process, it's memory. Mathematics. the more or less, random sort of transitional objects. I mean, a fine definition of absence. Whether it says, useful as cash, is another matter. However, this is the point. I mean, it's nowhere near resilient as credit. And credit is what you have in spades. I mean, if you learn to talk, I mean, welcome to Sophia. We're saying that is perfect West End, which is the perfect sort of, panicked, definition of luck. Or the beat, because learning is based on disappointment. I mean, which is essentially saying, the knowledge is a measure of entropy. The object in all its expectant glory is a mere way of harvesting this entropy and putting it to use. The other word for this is news. Which is filed somewhere between Coke and Pepsi. I mean, the collateral benefit of this summary, of course, is it explains away the essential, initial experience is essentially irrelevant. I mean, its sole purpose being merely to be indulged. Yeah. Our price, the quantum of change. I believe that, you'll believe in that. If the ambition of language is to be transparent, to have nothing to say. I mean, to be bored. To, trade occasionally in, finer points of law. I mean, is it any wonder then that, that the bourgeois speak so well? Yeah, and if, of course, being right, is mere form of acting out, picture petulance. There should be a phrase, with the words, ego, and closet, in some sort of ordinary juxtaposition. But it's too hard to make one without referencing the well-formed framing prob. So we'll have to make do with slightly used as is. I mean, it's slightly awkward. Because it's clearly not yet. Maybe just a paradox of wannabe. This though is, what objects do you know, rabbit on? This is how subject experiences itself. As a form of catharsis. I'm happy that it's self-sustaining and all, but if you were to design a therapy, would it ever occur to you to make it stupid? Fucking stroke of genius.
Sorry, I should have thought of this before.
No, you should have thought of this before. Understanding. Understanding is a sacrifice of principle. I mean, it's only economics, thinks of economics as crisis. And while one is a stronger version of one, I mean, two is a stronger version of two. Except, of course, in the defensive. Yeah, I mean, least catalyst. I mean, do the fucking math. Fascist. As if a name was some sort of cure. For what? For facts. Ha! I mean, names is cures for facts. Ha! And it gets worse. I mean, we all know the facts is ill. Yeah, but what would it be for them to be better? I mean, could there be maybe more poignant? I mean, it's only by possible banality that we recognize thought. You know, what could be possibly more banal than grammar? You know, I mean, the instruction manual, how to use the word and. And it's this very, you know, bourgeois instrumentalism, you know, which shatters any subsequent definition of, you know, of subject, you know, music, credit. I mean, as if it really was its political executor. So, this is what blackmail looks like. I mean, the right to be confused with someone else. In other words, a medium. I mean, we know the fact is sick. They need therapy, but. I mean, but blinding their psychology, Bill. I mean, the fact is nothing if not paranoid. As if context, you know, could be other than negation. So is the universe is the universe a computer for making predictions, and the market is a computer for making successful predictions. I mean, in what sense can data be said to have memory? Or put it another way, how do you recognize context? I mean, is it really just a Sunday afternoon phenomenon? I mean, is an early, you know, populist, you know, oral tradition. Confession had a lot going for it. It's no surprise that it weighs in before, you know, consciousness. And confetti, I don't forget confetti. I mean, you know, confetti is how facts blush. That and whistling. It's lipstick, I mean, that comes later. Confession is also coincident, you know, with that iambic pentameter rhyme thing, and so hand in glove with A, that it would seem in a first pass anyway to be, you know, an instance of technical determinism. I don't mean to say that, you know, confession sounds like something else. I mean, what's worse than an echo? An echo's nothing. It's worse than an echo. Echo to the same time's worse than anything. But because it's inconsolable, I mean, the sample then, you know, functions as a filter. Though you never can tell exactly where a dictionary has been. That the who it's fucked is, you know, as if it was enough to breathe on a word to make it come. By the time it gets to my mouth, I mean it's okay. It's only in English. I mean, you know, where the vowels at least is local. I mean it's sense which is generic. You just don't get it, do you?
Okay. Johnny had an abstract. You know, from this we can go from to hat and jacket, or deferred. I'm the beautiful capitalist, had rhymes. The beauty of beauty, of course, is that that's irrelevant. The beauty of truth, of course, is that, who cares? The truth does here have the advantage of being preemptive. Further regressions, you can find on the back of the word ant. If you want something, sort of dull, to sit here in some sort of placeholder. We can also do a time and emotion study of the law. It's relatively painless. And as a way of changing the subject. Stupidity pays more than its fair share of the rent. The nicest thing that can be said about facts is that they worry. whether this is then adequate as a form of life is. Failure. The first love letter of me to you. Chewing gum. A shameless blend of karma and technology exercises compassion on both sides at once. Which makes it perfect for holes in the wall, floor, any other interface. And as in language, where your job is to be its limit. When it says something, your job is to talk back. We all know that it's depressed. Need some neurosis or piece work to keep it occupied. And as this is an effective subsidy of that. And you're just the difference between what I say and what I mean. And that music ain't but hearsay. It's its very point, no? So there's familiars, and there's ghosts, guests. Who gives a shit anyway? Explanations to do with the help. Data, but makes a pretty good preservative. Data, limerick. So it's a raison d'etre, it's not completely lost. Might be at the Rorschach test. Tell me what you've forgotten and I'll tell you where you are. Does the word think of the tongue or the or the teeth as its therapist? The ear. While work happens, parallel to time. The boss can claim it's metaphoric, but what's it metaphoric of, the boss? That I mean, that cash is blessed, but because it makes injustice visible? I mean, fuck, I mean, if I thought that's what he meant by aesthetics, I would have signed up years ago. I mean, one of the musical consequences of being right